Hey, we got my old buddy Jay Anglin on the horn, our Hoosier correspondent. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Adam. How about you, buddy?
Doing pretty good. It's been a nice weekend. Touched a couple of steelhead on Saturday evening, and turkeys are out and about. People are getting birds right now, and that's kind of what I wanted to focus on with you. You know, as somebody who's spent a lot of time up here in the Upper Peninsula, but you got a lot of hours in the woods chasing gobblers under your belt. So I wanted to pick your brain a little bit, if you don't mind, about decoy use. And maybe you could start from the basics of using a hen decoy and go through the time for a Jake, a Tom, a combination of those.
Sure. I will say, you know, decoys have become very sort of expected. You know, like people, when they go turkey hunting, they think, boy, I have to have a decoy. And as much as I love using decoys, in particular, the very realistic new ones, you know, such as the AVNX decoys and the new Flex Stones are awesome. And you know, frankly, they don't break the bank. So I carry a lot of them. But there's a lot of times when I don't use a decoy at all. So given the right situation where a bird has to come looking, I'll just skip the decoy. If I'm pinned down or I have a bird that I've jumped, you know, walking and cutting and got a bird to gobble, you know, forget about the decoy, you know, leave it in your bag and sit down and get ready because they'll come in. That said, when in doubt, use a hen decoy. If you feel like you need to kick it up a notch, a couple of hens in different poses, you know, have one feeding, have one upright. And, you know, there's different theories as to how effective a Jake decoy can be. I have very good luck down here with a Jake. The new AVNX half strut Jake is awesome because you can actually carry it. The quarter strut worked great, but it was pretty big. You know, and so when you're walking through the woods and banked into everything around you, I actually really like this half strut. And it also is a little more aggressive. You know, the bird's actually, you know, strutting, which is something that those toms can't handle. What I don't like are tom decoys. I don't like gobbler decoys. I never have. And that's because there's a lot of two-year-old birds that just don't want to fight. And there's a lot of old four-year-old birds that have had plenty of fights, and they just are going to turn around and go the other way, too. So I think if you watch a lot of those videos where guys use gobbler decoys, you'll be amazed how often that bird turns, steps back, and looks back one last time and gets smoked. That bird's leaving. You know, he doesn't want to fight. He just wants to find that girl and spend some time with her. So, you know, that's my take on it. I guess if I just had to say, you know, use a decoy or not use a decoy, definitely use a decoy. And when in doubt, just use a single, a hen or a pair of hens, you know.
When you use a Jake decoy, do you always use it with a hen as well?
Yeah, more often than not. That just gives it that little bit of extra. You know, it's one thing to see a Jake standing there. It's entirely another to have a Jake near a hen. I actually watched it happen Saturday when I was hunting the youth season down here in Indiana. I was working a tom across the big cornfield and in the afternoon, and he had left three Jakes with his hen, and he kept looking back, and finally he just turned around and ran back, and then we just heard fighting purrs for 10 minutes, and that was the end of that. But it's just something they just won't do. They won't allow a Jake to tend a hen unless something's wrong with them. You know, if they're sick or they've been hit or something, you might see one just kind of stand there. But more often than not, they're coming in. So I do like to pair them up for sure.
Well, Jay, I'd like to continue with you later this hour, and I want you to tell the funny story. You know, we're very lucky about living up here in the Upper Peninsula because we have so much ground. Very rarely do our hunts get interrupted or harassed by another activity, and you actually deal with that all the time in northern Indiana. I want you to tell the naked guy story.
Will do.
All right.